Dear young lady, we're still talking about building a relationship with God. So, you finally got a US visa and you've even traveled to the US already. But all you have is Naira. You could spend Naira in Nigeria, but it makes zero commercial sense in the US. You'd need to get dollars. It's like relocating to France and speaking Yoruba everywhere. You have to learn French, sis. Now that you're born again, you're under a new government. Things roll differently around here. But there's a guy that's as sure and even more sure than Google Maps. It's the Bible. Yes, yes, you have to read it. It's the only way you can begin to understand who God is. I suggest you get a relatable translation like the New Living Translation, NLT, or the New King James Version, NKJV, and start reading from the Gospels. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They give you a quick picture of what Christianity is about. But don't run away from the Old Testament. Read it too. You understand the calculated, stern but compassionate and forgiving nature of God. And you build character too by learning literally or in reverse from the different characters. Try this. Read the Bible for 15 minutes daily for the first week. Before you do, tell God you're trying to be friends with Him. And ask Him to reveal Himself to you. Talk to Him like a friend that really knows you, because, spoiler alert, He actually does. Increase the time weekly and then keep going as you get more comfortable. You'll be surprised how easy it'll get and how light you'll feel. The entrance of the Word does give light. Psalm 113 verse 130. You may even begin to feel like God is just sitting right beside you. Try not to pick up your phone first when you wake up in the morning. Talk to God first. Want to hear a small hack? I'll tell you. Keep your phone a bit far from your bed before you sleep. That's where your hand can't reach it as soon as you wake up. I use that hack to keep myself from snoozing my alarm always. You're welcome. I should warn you though, don't expect instant magic. You can't go to the gym one day and come out with six packs. Give it time. Nobody was born close to God. We're all working on it. Sometimes we slack, but we make sure to come back, and God is always merciful. Also, you need to be planted in a word-based church. Now, I know you've heard a lot said about churches and pastors and social media, but just like every doctor is not quack, not every pastor is fake. In school, you sit to listen to your teacher because you trust he can impart to you with the knowledge he's sharing. A pastor is the same way. They're specially prepared by God to build up our faith. I know you stream different churches on YouTube, but let me ask you this. Can you get pregnant through phone sex? It's only if you shake or hug someone with a poignant perfume that the smell can stay on you. What am I saying here? Streaming is good, but a physical gathering is irreplaceable. Plus, you need the discipline that comes with being planted in a community of Christ-minded people. The right company is important for your walk with God. You need to be careful though. Not everybody you see in church is there for the right reason. Don't be gullible. There's way too much I want to still say, but it's safe to stop here. I encourage you to apply everything that you have heard here immediately. Tomorrow quiet never comes. I'll talk to you again soon. Your sister. Back here.